Photography podcast number 26 on photography.ca, creative use of shadows. Ooh. Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the 26th Photography Podcast on photography.ca. My name is Marco, and we are coming to you from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And as usual, as of late, we are recording with the mobile recording device, which gets me outside. And I love to be outside, and I love to record outside. So it seems to be a happy medium. I'm recording outside, and then I'm doing the post-production in the computer. So it's a happy medium. Well, for today's show, we are going to talk about using shadows in order to make your photography more creative. And this is going to be another podcast where you don't necessarily need to have a digital SLR or a traditional SLR to get good benefit from the podcast. As always, those cameras are helpful, but you don't need them for this podcast. So anyone can get some knowledge. Shadows are an amazing way to make your photography more creative. And in order to have shadows, you need a light source. And of course, the most common light source for shadows is the sun. We see them when we're walking on the beach. We see the shadows when the sun hits objects inside our house and creates unique shadows. And they really make for some really cool pictures. And I took some that I thought were pretty interesting. And I also got some off Flickr, which I'll put on the blog. But, I thought we'd talk a little bit about it today. So basically what you need to know is if you're using the sun, which is the most popular way to get shadows, you're going to need to understand a little bit about the position of the sun and how it creates some shadows. So the sun shines on objects, and depending where it's positioned in the sky, that's the type or angle of the shadow it's going to make. So if, for instance, it's like 12 noon or 1 noon and it's straight up, well, if it hits an object that's also, you know, vertical or somewhat vertical, then the shadow that it's going to create is not going to be a long shadow. It's going to be a short shadow. When you get those long shadows, that's normally during sunset or sunrise. So the sun is somewhat at the horizon. It hits an object and it creates this beautiful long shadow. And they make for some great shots, so those are classic ones. But you can vary your shadows with, you know, the different positions of the sun in the sky. You should also know that the harshness or softness of light, in this case sunlight, is also going to determine what type of shadow you're going to get. So if there's not a cloud in the sky, for instance, the shadow is going to be rather harsh and defined, which makes for some great interesting photos. And likewise, if there's just a bit of cloud in the sky, or on the opposite end rather, if there's just a bit of cloud in the sky, well, that shadow or the edge of the shadow is going to be less harsh and less well defined. And either are going to lend themselves well to different types of photography. Of course, always practice. So in terms of some of the shots that I took, I was in California recently, and on one day I was in Venice Beach, and on the other day I was, you know, on Hollywood Boulevard doing the tourist thing, yahoo. So for the one on Hollywood Boulevard, we did the Walk of Fame, yada yada, and we came across the Kiss star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So my wife and I thought it would be a really, really cutesy shot to actually take a kiss in front of the Kiss star. So what we did was, it was around 5 o'clock or so, so the shadows were reasonably long, and we took a picture of the star. This was all handheld, so I got myself contorted into some kind of crazy position. And I gave my wife a kiss, and I held the camera far above us. So I got a shot of the actual star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame that says Kiss, and I also captured the shadow created by the sun. So this was kind of a mix shot, and, play on Kiss and kind of cute. So you can use these shadowed shots for really interesting effects. You can take shots in full shadow where you only get the shadow, as in the next shot, or you can, you know, get mixed, you know, so take a shot of an actual object and then take a shot of something else that's creating a shadow and play around. You're bound to get some pretty creative shots. For the other shot that I really like, we were on Venice Beach. And again, you know, we're still lovey-dovey, my wife and I, after 11 years, still lovey-dovey. So we gave each other a kiss on the beach. And again, I took a shot of us kissing. But this time, I took a shot of only the shadow. So you actually only have a picture of our shadows on the sand, and we're kissing. And it's super darn cute, man. Super cute. So you can really use the sun to great effect. You know, try it during, you know, high noon or sunset or sunrise. Get objects in the shadows. Get actual objects in the shot while having shadows. Just get the shadows themselves. But have fun. Play around and have fun. There was also actually one more shot on Venice Beach that we took where I got a picture of my wife walking. You know, so I got a picture of her walking, her actual legs. And then there's also the shadow being created. And the interplay of the two is pretty interesting. So, you know, try it out. And of course, I'm not the only one that takes shadow shots. I mean, oh my God, there are tons and tons of them on the web. In particular, if you check out shadows on Flickr, just do a search for shadows on Flickr and you'll get tons of shots with shadows, which is exactly what I did. And a few notable shots that I really loved, I'm going to put up on the blog, www.photography.ca/blog/blog, and you could see some of those other photos. And a really nice one was one that I got from this Irish photographer team, a father and son, Ed Gordon and Peter Gordon. They took a really nice shot called Holding My Own, and this shot is basically just some stalks of wheat. I think it's wheat. I'm such a city dude. I don't even know what natural wheat looks like. I'm such a bonehead. But I think it's wheat. And it's actually come to think of it, maybe it's not wheat because it's in the snow. I don't even know if wheat grows in the snow. Oh my God. But anyway, it's something that looks like wheat or bulrushes, something like that. And there's about four or five of them in the snow. And basically, they took a shot of these stalks of wheat or whatever it is. And there were some softer shadows being created by the sun, which I guess must have been done on a slightly overcast day. And it's really, really, really a lovely effect. And, you know, they actually mentioned how they took the shot. So they shot it at f11 with a 200mm macro lens with a Nikon F5, which I believe is a traditional camera. And they mentioned that they overexposed the shot by a stop and a half because they spot metered the snow. Well, without getting into anything technical that we've done on past podcasts, the camera is designed to meter for mid-gray. So if he based the exposure off the snow, it makes perfect sense to overexpose by a stop and a half, and that way you get perfect exposure on the snow, which is what we have in this photograph. So you really get the lovely effect of the stalks of wheat, let's say, and the shadow created by the stalks. Lovely, lovely shot. It's going to be on the blog, and feel free to comment on it. And of course, I'm going to link back to the original site where it came from. Another interesting couple of shots that I found on Flickr. Haven't gotten permission to use them yet. I hope they come. The permission comes by the time this podcast airs. But one was taken by Bald Monk. And Bald Monk is a username on Flickr. You could search for him. And he took a very interesting shot of a vodka bottle. And this time he didn't use the sun. He used artificial light, probably some type of strobe or some type of tungsten lighting. And he just basically photographed a vodka bottle, and the vodka bottle created a very interesting shadow, and you get to see the vodka, and it's just a really cool shot, and I kind of liked it, and I just wanted to illustrate that even though most shots with shadows are taken using the sun, they don't necessarily have to be. And then there was another shot taken by Darren J, and this is a gorgeous shot. There was a lot of thought that went into this shot. And basically, he created a shadow from a ring on a book. And the shadow that's being created from the ring forms a heart. This is one hell of a creative shot. And I love shots like this, where you take planning and time to create a story, a beautiful story. This is a gorgeous shot. And I've actually asked him to describe how it was done. Maybe he'll be generous enough to do so. I certainly hope he lets me use the shot, but it's a great, great shot. So again, it wasn't used with the sun. It was used by an artificial light source shining at a certain angle that created a heart through a ring on a book. Gorgeous, complicated, beautiful. So again, I just encourage listeners to experiment. Please experiment. Try different light sources. Doesn't matter what it is. Could be light from a car, from a flashlight, from a candle. It can be from anything other than the sun. Of course, the sun is easy and most popular, but try and get creative, and I'd love to see some of your shots. You can email them directly to photography.ca@gmail.com, And if they illustrate any creativity whatsoever, I'm likely to put them up in the blog as well, so people can see the creative minds of others at work. Of course, you can always go to Flickr for also great creative use of shadows. Do a search for shadows and play, experiment and play. That's what this podcast is all about. Teaching a little bit about basic photography, advanced photography, but play, play, play. That's what this creative photography podcast is all about. That's going to do it for me today. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you enjoy the on-location sounds. And as always, keep on shooting. Bye for now.
And that's going to do it for this week's podcast on photography.ca. I'd like to thank Cindy so much, who left a really nice comment saying that she really has been taking a lot of good info from our podcasts. And gosh, that makes me feel good. And, comments in general are great. They're such a nice way to get feedback and or suggestions. So please send them to me by email, photography.ca@gmail.com, or of course you can post comments on the blog, things like that, and post your opinions as to the podcast on the blog or in the forum on photography.ca. Just make your way to photography.ca, www.photography.ca, and just make your way to the forum, and you can leave comments there as well. As always, of course, you can subscribe in iTunes. Just go to the main page of the blog and click the subscribe button. You can subscribe in Google Reader or any other podcatching software of choice. I love Google Reader these days. I think it's reader.google.com. You can just put all your feeds and all your podcasts and all your blogs in one handy place, and it's really easy to use, so you can give Google Reader a try. I'd especially like to thank Ed Gordon and Peter Gordon for allowing me to use their photo, and Bald Monk and Darren J from Flickr that have allowed me to use their photos as well. I really love the combination of using some of mine and some of other people's, because, you know, different people have different senses of creativity, and it's just a real treat to use other people's work as well. So thanks so much for allowing me to use that work, guys. If you just happen to be listening to this and you want to see what the pictures look like, well, just go to the blog, www.photography.ca/blog, and look for episode number 26. And that way you can correspond the photographs with the actual recording. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. We'll be back in around a week or so. And in the meantime, keep on shooting. Bye for now.